presented by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.
Tonight we present The Reward is Great, a drama based on a teaching from the greatest life ever lived. In the town of Capernaum, one man is spoken of in the highest terms. The name people have given him is Cyrus the Just, and his good deeds are well known. Now at his place of business in the market square, Cyrus looks up at his clerk, who waits expectantly for his attention.
Well, David, you've something on your mind?
I do, Cyrus, but there's a man waiting outside to see you.
Oh?
It's Samson.
Samson? Oh, him.
But before you talk to him, sir, I have a question I'd like to ask.
Well, go on. Ask. After all, didn't I tell you? I want you to learn as much about my business as possible. I'm expecting great things from you, David.
But that's the point. This isn't about business.
Well, don't be so hesitant. No need to stand on ceremony with me. What is it, David?
Well, tomorrow the master will be coming here to Capernaum. My wife and I, we've always taken our boy to hear him before. We'd like to do that this time, too.
Why, of course. You may have as much time tomorrow as you wish.
Oh, thank you, sir. It's no wonder the people call you Cyrus the Just.
Well, now, no need to say things like that.
And now, sir, Samson, he's waiting to see you. Shall I send him in?
Send him in? No. Bring him in. I'm not mistaken. This is one lesson you had better learn very early in our association together. So have him in.
Yes, sir. Samson, would you come in now?
Thank you. Sir, Cyrus.
Yes, my good man?
Well, must I state my business before others? It's of a private nature.
I have no secrets from David. Well?
I came here hoping that you could see your way clear to lending me some money.
Very strangely put.
I don't know how to ask, sir, if that's what you mean.
Take the words you used. You hoped I could see my way clear to lending you some money. Well, I'd have to be blind to see that.
What are you talking about?
I'd have to be blind to the fact that you're an idler. A useless man who has been the scandal of this town for several years now. No more than a beggar.
Please, Cyrus, you don't understand.
Well, my good man, point out to me the errors of my thinking.
No, it's true I've been worthless the past few years. But when a man suffers a great loss, it takes time to recover. Don't any of you remember the kind of man I was before my wife died?
We remember much better how you've been acting more recently.
But it isn't for myself, it's for my child.
Please, Samson, I think you've used up all the time I can spare.
No, wait, you can't do this. I'm sorry. But, Cyrus, when your own daughter looks up at you and says, Father, you can't be what everybody says you are, and you realize how far you've fallen. So I decided I can be good and useful again. And if I could borrow some money and start up a small business again, then my daughter wouldn't be ashamed of me. And you wouldn't lose anything by it. I'd pay you back with interest.
That's very touching. But I'm afraid you'll find no help here.
Please, Cyrus, you must understand.
Will you please go?
David, you... It isn't much that I ask. You might lend it to me, if you wanted to.
Well, I think perhaps that I...
David, show the man to the door and remain here.
Yes, sir.
Please, David. Samson, get out!
Yes.
Well, David, I can see there's more than a little puzzlement on your face.
All right.
Out with it.
Well, Cyrus, I never really expected it.
Cyrus the Just? Friend to all? Is that what you mean?
Yes, sir. And if ever a man needed help...
David, there's one thing about my affairs I want you to learn now. The lending of money is not determined by the need. It's determined by what lending can do for me.
Oh, I see.
Lend money? Of course. To those who can repay. Not only the money, not only the interest, but with favors as well. And it's those favors which account for both my success and my reputation as a kind man. So now, what favor could this seedy, irresponsible Samson ever do for me?
I hadn't thought of things that way.
Oh, I know this must be a shock to you. But you'll get used to it. And you'll come to like it. Here, hold out your hand.
Yes, sir?
Let me empty this purse into your hand. There. Feel those coins? Hard, solid, cold metal. Yet they can purchase warmth, food, luxury, anything a man desires. Remember that. Never speak lightly of money. It's the best friend a man can have, if he uses it right. Don't forget that. Ah, go back to your work.
Well, David, there's something on your mind this evening, isn't there?
Why, no, Rebecca.
You didn't get permission to go to hear the master tomorrow?
Cyrus said it would be all right.
Then is it because Joshua was playing at the pit outside the town wall again? Is it that?
I didn't enjoy finding out he disobeyed me. After all, that pit is a dangerous place.
I know. I've warned him more than once. Now what's troubling you? You still refuse to talk about it.
A man turned to me for help today, and I refused him.
You refused help to another man? No, David, not you.
But I did. It was Samson.
Oh. Yes, he's a very unfortunate man. And his daughter, Sarah, you know that that child goes hungry almost all the time.
She does. How do you know?
Joshua brings her here sometimes in the afternoon. The children play together often. I invent excuses to feed her.
It's as Samson said, he wanted the money for the girl's sake. But Cyrus said no, and maybe Cyrus was right. Maybe Samson never would pay it back. Certainly, he couldn't do any favors for anyone.
Dave, you talking that way.
Must seem strange. Just as strange as it did to me when I found out about Cyrus.
Found out what?
That he's not the kind, generous man we've all been led to believe. Cyrus the Just. He's just to no one but himself.
David, whatever you found out about Cyrus, surely it shouldn't change your way of life, our way of life. Else what good is our going to hear the master taking Joshua with us if he didn't do the opposite?
I know. But Cyrus seems to have the proof on his side. He's successful, well-regarded, Cyrus the Just.
David, if you really believed that, you wouldn't even be worrying about Samson and his daughter now, would you?
I guess that's right. I don't know what to do.
We're going to hear the master tomorrow morning. Why not wait till then? Surely in something he says, you'll find the way that will put you at peace with yourself.
All right, tomorrow. We'll see.
Did you know there are more people here today than the last time? Did you notice that?
Yes, Joshua, I noticed.
Please, Joshua. Your father has something on his mind.
Have you, Father? What is it?
Nothing for children to worry about.
I saw Cyrus, too, David.
You did?
Yes. And I noticed how he made sure to pass through the entire crowd so that everyone would see he was here.
Yes, this will enhance his reputation as Cyrus the Just. And it's not right. Not fair to give everyone the impression that he's so fine and charitable
David,
and...
look.
The master's about to speak now.
If ye do good to them which do good to you, what thanks have ye? For sinners also do even the same.
That's true, Rebecca. I never thought of that before. It's easy to be good to those who are good to us.
Wait, David. He speaks again.
And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thanks have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest.
David, what is it? Where are you going?
I've heard enough to be ashamed of myself. To think that Cyrus could have made me forget the master's way. I must go.
Now, in the midst of the teaching...
You can't right a wrong too quickly. You and the boy remain here. I have something I must do.
Come in.
Well, David, what do you want here?
Samson, I'm here to... Well, to help you if you'll let me.
Help? What kind of help? Have you brought stale bread for my daughter to eat? Or was there too much meat cooked at your house today?
Oh, it's nothing like that, Samson, and I don't blame you for being bitter.
Is that what you came to tell me?
No. The money you wished to borrow. How much did you want?
What difference does it make?
Well, I want to lend it to you.
Even after what Cyrus said?
What Cyrus said confused me for a little while only. But I believe you when you say you want to make good again for the girl's sake. And I believe that you can do it, too.
David, I... Well... No one has said anything like that to me since Miriam died. She used to believe, used to have confidence in me. Well, I'll show them all. I'll make good on this money. I promise, no matter what happens, you won't lose the money because of me.
I know you'll do your best, Samson. Now, how much?
Would 50 pieces be too much?
50? I'll have to arrange for that much, Samson. But you shall have your 50.
Thank you, David. You're a good man, a really good man. You don't know what you're doing for me.
After all, don't I have a child of my own?
David, David, I'm surprised at you.
Please, Cyrus, I don't ask you to judge my action. Only tell me, will you lend me the 25 extra pieces of silver I need to help Samson?
Education comes high, but sometimes it's worth it. David, I shall let you have the money you ask for.
Thank you.
Thank me? Why, you fool. I'm doing this to teach you a lesson. Take the money. Lend it to Samson. And then learn that it never pays.
You don't think he'll make good?
I think when you give him the money, you'll have made an enemy instead of a friend. We'll see if I'm right.
Then I can have the money now?
Yes. But remember, his failure to pay you back will be no reason for you not to pay me. But I'll wager you've lost a friend with this loan. And so, David, you've just seen a practical demonstration of what a favor to the right man can mean, haven't you?
I suppose so.
After all, Zedekiah enabled you to make a handsome profit. Yet he could have given the opportunity to anyone else.
Exactly. And I must figure out a way to do Zedekiah another favor very soon again. As they say, one hand washes the other.
I suppose so.
Well, look who's coming this way.
Who do you... Oh, it's Samson.
Yes. Your trusted friend. Tell me, have you heard anything from him since you lent him the money?
Why, no, but then if he's been busy, he'd have no time to come calling.
And has he repaid any of the debt so far?
No, but I'm confident that he will.
Working so hard, yet having nothing to show for it. Not even able to make a small payment on an honest debt. Oh, you pick your debtors very wisely indeed, David. When we meet him, I shall ask about... Look at that.
Yes, but you're mistaken, Cyrus.
Am I? Then why did you get the same impression? The instant Samson saw us, he turned into another street.
Perhaps he had business there.
Perhaps. We'll find out. Come. There he is, hurrying down this street. Call to him, David.
No.
Go on, call to him. Or are you afraid of facing the truth? The man's made a fool of you.
All right. I'll prove it to you. Samson. Samson. Samson.
Well, you proved something. Although not quite what you'd hoped to prove, eh?
I wouldn't have believed it.
Well, I'm glad you've learned your lesson, David. Even if it did cost you 50 pieces. Now come along with me.
Help, everyone! It's the children! The children!
What's that woman screaming about?
I don't know.
She said something about children. Maybe it has something to do with my son, Joshua.
She's hysterical. Forget it.
The children! Lord alone knows how many of them may have been trapped. Oh, help! Quick!
What did you say? Trapped? Where? Oh, which children?
Oh, the children outside the town wall. There was a landslide.
Landslide? What are you talking about? Woman, listen to me. Speak to me. Where? What happened?
The pit. The pit outside the town wall. The children were playing there.
The pit? Children? Joshua!
The earth around the edge gave way. It slid down into the pit. There may be children down there now. Oh, help! Everyone, help!
Come quickly! Oh. Every able-bodied man, come!
The children. Has anyone counted the children? Are they all safe?
Three were pulled out. Mordecai's lad and Samson's daughter and the widow's boy. Those three we saved.
The others? Were there any others down there?
Who knows?
But we've got to know. My son Joshua, did any of you see him? Well, did you?
We don't know, David.
Where are the others? Samson's daughter, where's she?
Where's the girl? Ah, here she is.
Sarah, dear. Now listen to me. My son Joshua, you know Joshua. Was he down there? Was he?
Sir, I...
Now look, my dear, this is no time for tears. Look, just tell me, was he with you when the earth slid into the pit?
Please, sir, he didn't mean to do anything wrong. I know you warned him.
Was he there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no. And he must be... I'll find him. I'll find him.
No, David, you can't do that.
What do you mean I can't do that, my son?
It means death to you, too.
I don't care.
I tell you, when we were rescuing the others, the land began to slide again. Earth and rock and sand. It's a death trap for any man now. There'll be another slide.
I'm going down there. I have to.
We can't let you.
Let go of me. Take our hands off of me.
Someone help me restrain him. The man's mad.
I've got to find him. I've got to.
David, come back. What's happening? What's going on here?
Cyrus. David's just gone down into the pit. The fool, he'll be killed along with his son.
David, down there?
Yes, the land will slide again. I warned him.
Wait. Let's not lose our heads.
Stand back, all of you. Don't get too near the edge of the pit. That would only make the land more apt to slide. Stand back. Yes, that's better. David. David, can you hear me down there? Are you all right?
I'm all right. I'm digging.
All right, David. We'll do what we can up here. Someone get a length of rope. Go on, hurry. Don't just stand there. We'll need it to bring them up.
Bring who up?
The
boy? He'll never find the boy.
Do as I say.
All right, Cyrus, we'll get some rope, but I tell you it's hopeless.
I found him! I found him!
There, you see? He's found the boy. Now, if we can bring them up, they'll both...
Joshua!
Please, Rebecca, you can do nothing here now. The boy's down there, but David's found him. We'll bring him up very soon.
Joshua!
Shush now. We'll have a rope soon and they'll both be returned.
My boy, is he all right?
Please, my dear, we won't know till later. Where's that rope?
Come in now.
Good.
David! David, it won't be long now. We have the rope. We'll bring you up.
I told him it couldn't be done.
David!
Come now, my dear. No need to despair yet. We'll get them both out of there.
Men, the boy and his father are down there. It's our duty to help them. Full volunteer.
Two are lost. Is that any reason to risk other lives? More men digging around that pit will make it a death trap for all of them. I warned David. I told him the land wouldn't hold.
This is no time for excuses or arguments. Full help.
What about you, Cyrus?
An old man like me can't do any good now. If I were younger...
Ah, then talk is cheap.
It isn't just talk. I think very highly of David. I'd do anything to see him saved. I'll offer 50 pieces of silver to the men who go down there. Well, will no one volunteer now? 100 pieces, then. 150!
There's not enough money in the world to make a man risk his life in such a gamble. It's death, I tell you, death.
Please, won't anyone help? My husband, my son, down there dying at this moment. And no one will lift a hand. I can't offer money. I can't offer anything but a mother's plea. Is there no one? No one.
Rebecca, I just heard about it. I came here as quickly as I could. Is it your son? Your husband?
Yes. Yes, Samson.
Does anyone have a rope?
Yes, but it'll do
no good. I said, does anyone have a rope?
Yes, but it'll do no good if the earth shifts against them.
Give me the rope. And two men to hold it up here. I'll go down into the pit. Aren't there even two men brave enough to stand at the edge of this pit? Aren't there?
All right, I will.
And I.
Then, give me the rope.
Here it is.
Now, tie it around me. There. Hold fast to this end. Let me down into the pit slowly.
David! David, can you hear me? I'm coming after you, David! David!
He hasn't called up to us, Cyrus.
Don't worry. He's busy working, digging in the earth to find them.
Holy God, it's willing that they be saved.
We mustn't lose hope, my dear.
We'll bring them up.
Bring them up? But he didn't say.
Rebecca, wait. Stay away from the edge of the pit.
Samson! Samson! Are they alive?
Yes, Rebecca.
They must recover. If only to let me clear my conscience with David.
You risked your life. You've done enough.
You don't understand. Earlier today, I saw him in the marketplace. I deliberately avoided him.
We know.
Oh, I see. Well, it's because I couldn't face him and tell him that I haven't the money to pay him back yet. But I will have it.
I found out that there are things not measured in money, Samson. I guess you can't buy friendship or loyalty or courage with those hard, cold coins I put so much faith in.
Samson, Cyrus, David wants to talk to you now.
Samson, is that you?
Yes, David.
Rebecca told me what you did. Risked your life for us.
Someone had to do it.
No, Samson. I found that out. No one had to. No one else did. Even for the money I offered. I began to understand something. There are some things money cannot buy. Human life is one of them. Goodness is another. For by doing good, by giving of ourselves, we enlarge our capacity to receive God's blessings. Yes, as I stood at that pit, I said quite sorrowfully to myself, who'd risk his life for me if all I have to give him in return is money?
Then that day when we heard the master, Cyrus, you should have listened and understood. Instead of being there just to be seen by others, for his were great words.
If ye do good to them which do good to you, what thanks have ye? For sinners also do even the same. But love your enemies and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest.
Been listening to The Reward is Great, another episode in the greatest story ever told from the greatest life ever lived. The Greatest Story Ever Told was a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.